has it been this time? How long since I've stopped this maddening chatter in my head? Weeks? Months? I stare out over the lost horizon, down into a maze of twisted rock, sand, and sky. Floods of emotion, goosebumps, deep love, gratitude. I have found God, Eden, if just for now. This is why I've come. The desert, the mountains, the sea, and the sky, they are my teacher, Mother Nature herself. Yes, I have been here before, not this exact point on the map, but to this place where my thoughts stop and only beauty remains. A vacation from the person I believe myself to be, and a celebration of the one I am. The one who doesn't come and doesn't go. The one who is me and who is you, and the rocks and the trees, the animals and the plants, the moon and the stars, the sand and my notebook. Time stops. Have I ever left this place? Have I been here all along? I ask the rocks. They seem indifferent. Yes, no. What difference does it make, they seem to say. A raven cries out. I think I understand. These incessant ramblings between visits, are they real? Job, house, bills, computers, internet, thoughts, things, cravings, worries, thoughts, things, thoughts, thoughts. They seem so far away now, like some other lifetime. Clouds, darker now on the horizon, a blanket of peace settles in. I need nothing. I so need nothing. The seed of enlightenment has been sown. It must be watered to grow. Morning. Snow blankets the red rocks around my camp. Stillness. Cold. Thermometer reads 15 degrees Fahrenheit. I've camped under an overhang. Good protection from last night's storm, but now I need the sun. I pack up early, crawling towards the warmth. The fiery ball emerges, painting my world with color, crimson, orange, lavender, against a backdrop of deep shadow and crystalline snow. I climb out onto a ledge, into the sun, warming my bones in the dazzling light. It's finally time to make coffee, watch the day unfold. The snow around me sizzles like hotcakes on a sandstone griddle. Juniper sparkle like diamonds in the morning light. I'm wildly alert, aware. A thought snakes its way into my consciousness, snapping me momentarily from the bliss. Should have brought the camera. Then I remember. I forgot it on purpose. Just another distraction, another gadget for my mind to latch on to. I want to give all my attention to the desert, submit to her completely. I don't want to photograph her. I want to become her. Chapter 2. Sycamore Canyon Wilderness, Arizona. There is one problem with desert hiking in the late fall. Water. I'm already struggling to conserve. It's day one of my five-day solo journey through the Arizona desert. I plan to hike from Cottonwood to Sedona by way of Sycamore Canyon, a remote wilderness canyon. In Sedona, my wife and I will rendezvous at a local coffee shop where she will pick me up, about 50 miles from here. I brought 4 liters of water. I'm already down to one. I'd planned to find more water in the canyon, preferably by sundown. Failed. Now there's no water for cooking,